This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Members of Iraq's governing council today debate the issues surrounding the handover of power from U.S. occupation forces to Iraqis, scheduled to take place by July 1st. The possibility of holding elections prior to that date has been all but ruled out. Prominent members of the council have gone on record opposing the U.S. plan to create an interim administration in Baghdad through regional caucuses. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. What are the objections to the caucuses?
Well, Bob, governing council members, even though they signed on to have these regional caucuses back in November, have figured out that there may be an election. We had a U.N. special envoy come here. He said that there wouldn't be an election before the July 1st handover, but he certainly suggested that this election would come faster than the Americans wanted it in 2005. So what the governing council members are looking at is how do they stay in power through this transition. Now, for a while, it was the Sunnis and the Kurds on the governing council who were for the regional caucuses. We already reported on Friday that support was beginning to evaporate, and I believe now it is completely evaporated from all of the council members. What most of them didn't like, although they did sign on to it, was the complication of this process. It is even hard for American officials to explain how it was going to work. There'd be five people from the governing council, five people from the local government councils, and then another five that they would pick from the five biggest cities in each of the provinces, and then there'd be a slate of balloters. I mean, it was incredibly complicated. So it looks like that plan is now going to be scrapped, although even as late as yesterday, American officials here were clinging to it, saying that maybe it could be amended. What the governing council members are suggesting, that they will be the government that will be the one that the Americans turn over power to on July 1st.
So is this just a matter of council members not wanting to relinquish power?
Well, there's probably something to that. There is also suggestions here that council will expand to include other political parties, other people who have come to prominence since the end of the Saddam regime. It's hard to imagine how that will happen and who would pick them. Some people suggest that maybe the United Nations could have a council like they did for the Afghans. They called it then a Loya Jirga. It's essentially you bring everybody who's got some importance in the country together and you decide among them who's going to be the government. It's unclear whether the United Nations would want to play that role. The governing council would have an advantage if they were the government that took sovereignty on July 1st because they are the most organized in the country.
What do you hear from prominent Iraqis who are not council members?
Bob, we had an interview this morning with a man who is the spokesman for a new group that's been formed by Sunni Muslims who now find themselves in a minority in this country after ruling this place since the Ottoman Empire. And it's called the Muslim Scholars Association, and he says that they represent about 2,000 clerics in the country. I don't know how much political traction they have among Sunnis here, but what he told us this morning is if there are early elections, and if they are too early, they will tell people not to participate, and they certainly can do that from the mosques here. He is not in favor at all of the caucus system. His organization feels that the caucuses would have been too controlled by the United States, and so he doesn't like them. He wants a freer election, but he wants one when the Sunnis are ready for it, when they're organized, when they have politicians in place. This is what the military calls a huge challenge.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.